We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to the internet's most savviest technical recorded podcast, Top Rope Chef, where two hosts duel in competing food challenges. And we're going with hot dogs this month.
It's all been a road to hot dogs. This whole thing. The best month. The worst technology issues, but the best month.
Oh my gosh. We've got ahead of us a breakfast hot dog, a lunch hot dog, a dinner hot dog, and a dessert hot dog. That's what we're getting into the breakfast dogs today.
Boom. Yes, we are. Welcome to Top Rope Chef. What did we,
you got
what
notes.
Did we do first?
What's happening? You got notes?
I got notes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Let's just talk about hot dogs for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about how great hot dogs are all the time. We mentioned it in last episodes.
I feel like as a kid, I didn't really care what the hot dog was, a ballpark or a beef, turkey, a pork mixture, a chicken dog, a turkey dog, didn't care. As I grew older, I tend to go for just the beefy hot dog or the Angus hot dog. But
really?
But I feel like I might be in the wrong. I feel like I might need to go backwards.
Yeah, I'm a natty casing gal these days.
Mm.
That's how the cool people say it.
Natty casing is your alter ego. Your hot dog alter ego.
That's my hot dog wrestler persona. I can team up with Natalia.
Mm-hmm.
She's still wrestling. I don't know.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just throw hot dogs. That'd be so funny.
There's something about that crunch of that natural casing that's just right? Doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't do it for me.
Oh, it doesn't do it for you. That's what does it for me.
If it's thin enough, but if there's too much snap, like if I bite it and it's like almost like a celery, where it's still like, I don't want this.
And it like squirts you with hot grease?
No! Yep. Who wants this?
Me! I don't know that I've had all beef hot dogs, actually.
They're pretty common. I think a Westbourne makes I'm sure you get the Westbourne natural casing, but the Westbourne regular, you get that hot dog lady outside Ace Hardware, shout out.
I have Dearborn natural casings, and I can, but yeah. Yeah, now are you a corn dog guy?
Yes.
Great, that's the right answer.
Yeah, those are probably just regular beef hot dogs.
Oh, you know what? They're not natural casing, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They might be like a turkey version or something, but...
Eh.
What about...
He's a turkey dog.
Yeah, what about a veggie dog? Because I was vegetarian for a few years, and those were like my saving grace for like actually getting something that tastes like meat again, yeah.
So when I was a kid, we had... My dad would get like tofu dogs, I think is what they were.
I never ate those ones. I eat something else.
Oh. Well, whatever you had was the right way to go, because those tofu dogs, it was just like... Your body was trying to throw up while you were trying to eat it. It was not good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it tasted like. I feel like I can like mostly remember the taste, but I can't. It's like a block. It's so bad. It was so gross. I remember.
Has anyone ever tried to swindle you with a carrot hot dog? Were they like a marinated?
I tried
carrot?
To swindle myself in the grilling month. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I tried that. So nasty. I don't get it. It's definitely not a replacement.
I've seen them at like a food truck, like a hot dog food truck. They like try to, you get one of the carrot. It's like, oh, no. No. It's not the same.
Money for a carrot. Yeah. No. Nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
It's fine if you don't want to eat hot dogs, but don't. No. There's other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm a veggie. Oh, I've had veggie brats. That's the ones I was... my brain was hung up on. Those are different, though.
What about chicken or a turkey dog?
The same beast. I never heard of that.
Okay, turkey dogs or chicken dogs? No?
Mm-mm. Oh, maybe I've had turkey dogs. I feel like I probably have.
They're lighter. They're like 50 calories. You can eat like 10 of them and be fine.
I think, actually, I asked my husband to pick up hot dogs for this. I made these like maybe a few weeks ago. And I had him pick them up and he came home with natural casing ones. And I think the other ones were turkey dogs.
Mm.
And I just chopped them up and put them in mac and cheese. I didn't actually like eat them by themselves. So I don't know. That's not a really great anecdote.
Let's get into breakfast hot dogs.
Yeah. What did you do for your breakfast, Doug?
I made hot dog hash.
Hot dog what?
Hash.
I'm trying to find the picture that you sent me. Sorry.
So I have shredded potatoes. I have hot dogs. I have cheese and I have oil, and I put them in a wok all together. Fried the potatoes and the hot dogs and the cheese and the nice, delicious breakfast hash.
Now, that's not what I was originally imagining, but that picture looks really tasty.
It was
I'm assuming it was
good.
Really tasty.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I was eating them with my girlfriend, and she wanted to like bougie them up with like goat cheese and Brussels sprouts. And I'm like, of course, goat cheese and Brussels. That makes anything better. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It just goes without saying, but.
Yeah, because you can throw whatever you want as long as you have hot dogs, potatoes, and cheese. Anything else is just bonus, right?
Yeah, a hash is a nice little thing to get, because if you don't want like eggs, or if you want, you know, and sometimes when you get hash browns, you end up mixing everything together anyway.
Always. I don't think I have ever eaten breakfast that I haven't just mixed in a pile.
The breakfast pile.
I guess if I'm in polite company, then I'll like mix it like in a fork bite, you know, like not like a child on the plate, but at home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see you did the mix option as well.
Yes. Mix it all up.
Yeah.
Fried it in a big
old
wok.
So would you change?
Would I change anything? No.
I never thought to do a breakfast wok. Yeah, no, it wouldn't change a thing.
No, wouldn't change a thing.
Right. This is what I expected with this whole month, is everything's going to be delicious. And I'm going to be like, no, wouldn't change a thing. Might try some other ideas.
Basically, like, you want to add a different spice. You want to put some hot sauce on there. You want to, you know, do whatever kind of weird things you want to do with it. It's up to you when it comes to how you want to breakfast.
I feel like some Frank's would be tasty on that.
Mm.
Frank's is kind of like, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Frank's like the low end of hot sauces and hot dog is like the lower end of meat, so I feel like they just kind of go together.
Franks and Franks.
Yeah. That's the name of the cookbook that we have to do now.
Mm-hmm. I would have added like onions in it, or like if I wanted to get fancy, some mushrooms, any vegetable you want to throw in there is fine too. But the combination of the hot dogs and potatoes, I mean, that just made sense to me. So I was like, I'm not going to try to like, we'll talk about what my ideas were first, because I don't want to like step on your toes. But let's go with what you did for breakfast, and then we'll talk about the other iterations that we came up with, because I'm sure we had a lot.
Absolutely. I was going to do something similar to what you did, but still in like a hot dog bun. But I didn't want to put syrup. I don't remember my thought process, but I was like cooking the hot dog, and then I was also making pancakes, and was like, wait a minute, I don't need a bun. I'll use the pancake as the bun for the hot dog. Such a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
I put a fried egg with it, and just a little, like the tiniest bit of syrup, like on the other side, so it didn't touch the egg, but got a little sweetness into the pancake. Oh my God, that was so good. I was thinking, like, after I took a bite, I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to win breakfast week. I was going to do pancake batter like corn dogs. And then I just was totally satisfied with a pancake bun of a hot dog. I didn't need to overcomplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. It's, pardon me. What's the thing that McDonald's does with... It's like a McGriddle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that, but the hot dog instead of a patty, how they do it. That's it. It was great.
Yeah, I feel like hot dogs.
I give myself 5 stars.
Hot dogs are a replacement, great replacement for like a sausage or bacon. It's just another delicious meat you can use. This is what I'm finding.
Yeah, a delicious fatty breakfast meat. Yeah, absolutely. You can fry it up with stuff. You can fry it up separately. It's just complimentary. It's a no-brainer.
And what I attempted to do originally was roll them into like a potato ball, but that didn't really work out. I think I could have maybe done it a little bit better, but it ended up working great
like
anyway.
Like a potato ball and like fry the potato ball?
Yeah, like a potato puff hot dog, but...
Ooh, that would work. Mm-hmm. It'd be tasty.
Yeah, but it ended up falling apart, so I just threw it all in the pan.
Fair enough. I was also thinking about doing like a breakfast dog with like incorporating tater tots somehow, because that can't be bad, mm-hmm. right? It would be more like a traditional hot dog, but I wanted to get a little bit weird with it. So we went the pancake route. But there's like 10,000 options for breakfast hot dogs. You could do something with like pour sausage gravy on top with eggs and cheese and tater tots, whatever. You can make a bun out of tater tots. You could
do a quiche.
Do anything. You could do a hot dog quiche. What'd you put in a hot dog quiche?
Relish and onion and everything that would go on like a regular hot dog. Coney dog. A Coney chili quiche.
Ooh, yeah. I got it right. That's just a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if the chili is going to go on top or if it's going to get mixed in there. It's going to be too runny, but that's for you to experiment and figure out.
So are we talking like a chili dog or like a Detroit Coney dog quiche?
Are they different?
Why not both?
Yeah.
I feel like they are.
You think a Coney dog and a chili dog are different? Because what does a Coney dog mean? No beans? Is that what that means? They're both no beans, right? They both got to be no beans.
Well, chili, I think that depends on your regional chili, right?
Yeah, but for a hot dog chili.
Coney dog versus chili dog. Why not Google things on a radio show?
I feel like they're synonymous, but I could be wrong.
Oh, the difference is cheese.
Well, we put cheese on it.
You put cheese on a chili dog, and there can be beans in it. A Coney dog has no beans, and onions and mustard.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you want just meat, or if you want meat and beans, I guess, is the difference.
I don't think I'm partial to either one. I think I'm going to enjoy it no matter the way it comes. I think I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be disappointed. Yeah.
No, it is hard to be disappointed with a hot dog, I'm finding. Was able to do it. But
a little foreshadowing to a future episode.
Cliffhanger. Way-o.
Yeah, I was just thinking I was going to do something really dumb and do like a hot dog cereal, but I couldn't figure that out. I was trying to like really do something wacky with a breakfast hot dog.
Well, you could dehydrate hot dog pieces and then add them in like Captain Crunch.
I think it'd have
it's so nasty.
I think it would have to be like Corn Pops or something. It'd have to be like a. Okay, it couldn't be a sweet cereal.
Oh yeah, that would be extra nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as candied hot dogs, like candied bacon?
Spoiler. Spoiler! Wait for our dessert episode to see what I made. Because I was ahead of you, Jacqueline. I was ahead of you on that one.
Clearly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm usually a breakfast skipper. I'm usually a breakfast for dinner kind of person. Don't usually eat in the morning that often.
My preference is breakfast for dinner, actually, of the meals of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also eat breakfast food any and every time of the day.
Yeah.
There's not like it depends on the kind of day you want to have, right?
And I
love. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I love a breakfast, like an egg tortilla in the afternoon or something, like a huevos rancheros. But there's not usually a lunchtime where I'm like wanting to eat breakfast things. Maybe I'll have like a bagel or something, but
for my job right now, I do a lot of driving around, so there's not like a fridge accessible, so that's been a fun challenge. But I have on more than one occasion made pancakes the night before and brought just a bag of dry pancakes and just eat blueberry pancakes in the car.
I've definitely eaten my fair share of cold pancakes.
Yeah, but other than that lunch option, I guess I also don't typically breakfast for lunch. Well, brunch and then dinner, but yeah. Nothing against it.
Yeah, it's just not.
Where do you think? So obviously we're giving ourselves 5 stars, right? I feel like that's pretty clear. Yeah. So the listeners are going to have to help us decide who wins this one. But also, I wonder if combining our breakfast hot dogs would make it better or make it a worse rating.
Yeah.
I think that would be hot dog overkill.
Well, I think we could do like a mix match where we do like a latke with that, like a potato pancake. And then we have the best of both worlds.
I mean, that's just a $1 million idea.
Potato pancake hot dog.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. We clearly have another month's worth of just breakfast hot dog ideas, I think.
Yeah, right. this might just be like the round one of, month one of hot dog, because I got really excited. And I was going through the store. I saw all different brands of hot dogs that I haven't tried before that I want to give a go.
Oh, yeah?
They had some local ones.
I found
ones.
Some buffalo hot dogs.
Whoa.
Like bison hot dogs.
Oh.
Like instead of all beef, it was like bison and pork, or I think is what it said.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of hot dogs. Oh, we could do a brand test. I know Dearborn's going to win, but we could do like Kogel's and Bullworth's.
Yeah.
Those are the other Michigan brands I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
The world of hot dogs.
Have we ever had this positive reaction to stuff we've made?
I'm just seeing like the hot dog aisle in my mind's eye, and it's just like, it's so full of variety.
Would you have a hot dog? Okay, so if you were going to design a grocery store completely however you want it to, would you put a full hot dog aisle in? And if so, what is in the hot dog aisle? Like, what do you find in there?
I think I have a hot dog aisle. It's got to be refrigerated. So.
At least half.
Yeah.
The buns wouldn't have to be.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to be.
Pump cheese doesn't have to be. I don't think it's real cheese.
Now I'm thinking about opening up a hot dog bar, like a hot bar, like a hot dog hot bar at a grocery store.
Yes.
With all the fixings.
Yeah.
The grilled onions and the grilled mushrooms.
Oh man. And like some, like how they have at Subway or Qdoba, like the dip, like the sauces would be like Coney sauce, chili, pump cheese. You get your scale. You could have goat cheese for like people who are less trash, I guess. Than myself. That would be and then you would have to include the what is it at 7-Eleven where they have the spinning things, the hot dogs inside the tortillas. Is that what they are? Are they taquitos?
Yeah, something like talking? That. I don't know. I don't think they put hot dogs in those, but I know they have hot dogs on beside them for sure.
Okay. Well, we would put hot dogs in it.
We're going to get into more hot dog talk. You don't worry about that. Join us for our next episode where we had hot dogs as a sandwich.
Wah, wah, wah.
Are they a sandwich? Well, these ones for sure were. Join us next week.